Well, more of Australia's doctors are declaring climate change a public health emergency, even as the Prime Minister comes under renewed fire over new comments about the government's climate commitments and the role of climate change in the current bushfires. Today, three separate bodies representing medical professionals in Australia and New Zealand have called for action by governments. They want federal and state governments to speed up the transition to renewable energy, and they're calling for a national climate change and health strategy. Political reporter Alexandra Beach with the story.
What do we want?
Climate action!
They deal with emergencies every day of the week. And today, emergency doctors rallied in Hobart, declaring climate change a national public health emergency.
There will be increased presentations to emergency departments, increased illness, injury, and this is something that is just going to get worse.
John Bonning is the president of the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine and says bushfires in recent weeks highlight the problem.
Smoke causing exacerbation of respiratory illness, asthma, emphysema, cardiac illness, and this tends to disproportionately affect the vulnerable members of society, the very young, the very old, and those with illness and those without access to things like air conditioning. It's simply not sustainable, and we strongly require that the governments to implement a national strategy on climate health and well-being, to do a risk analysis and have a whole of society change.
The Australian Medical Association recognised climate change as a health emergency 2 months ago. Overseas, the American and British medical associations have made similar declarations. Today, as a thick blanket of bushfire smoke covers Sydney and the New South Wales government fast-tracks water restrictions, three more Australian medical bodies have joined the campaign. Linda Selvey is from the Royal Australasian College of Physicians.
We're seeing increases in the number of people both dying but also needing to go to their doctors or suffering from heat-related illness. And that's not just necessarily heat stroke, which is what we tend to think about with heat, but we also know that it makes chronic conditions such as heart disease worse. We know that this will get worse as increases in global average temperatures continue to increase. So this is a true emergency, and yet in terms of both mitigating climate change, that is reducing our emissions, as well as adapting to what's already happening and planning for that, Australia is far off the mark.
Ewan McPhee from the College of Rural and Remote Medicine says for those in the bush, the situation is even more dire.
Obviously, the most important one at the moment is the bushfires and the impacts that's having and the ongoing impacts people will be living with for years. What I'm hearing as college president is just the massive, I guess, psychological impact and the fatigue and tiredness that the clinicians feel in having to be constantly vigilant, not only for their own personal safety and that of their families, but looking out for their community members, making sure that their community members are well supported, have access to good information, things just like water quality in the outcome from a bushfire.
He says for rural GPs, that sort of pressure leads to fatigue and burnout. In a statement, the Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government's focused on developing a health system that can respond to a range of pressures, including those that are climate related. And the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is taking action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He's also rubbished claims that government policy is contributing to the current bushfires.
The suggestion that any way, shape or form, with Australia accountable for 1.3% of the world's emissions, that the individual actions of Australia are impacting directly on specific fire events, whether it's here or anywhere else in the world, that doesn't bear up to credible scientific evidence either.
But Australian National University Professor Mark Howden, the Vice Chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says it's not that straightforward.
Climate change is a global problem, and all of us globally contribute to that through the greenhouse gas emissions we produce, and Australia contributes on a per capita basis. We're amongst the worst across the globe. You know, only a few Middle Eastern countries produce more per capita than we do. And so we're disproportionately contributing on a, you know, person-by-person basis. And that argument that is raised, that because we're only 1.3%, we don't matter, but everyone can argue the same thing. And if everyone argues the same thing, then we don't make any change and we don't solve the problem.
And he says the government should listen to the medical experts when they say there's a problem.
doctors are in a particular position. They've all declared an oath to look after the people they care for. They're the front line of exposure to climate change, and I would take them very seriously.
Professor Mark Howden is Director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University. Alexandra Beach with that report.